Now we're going to talk a little bit about a community restaurant. The place is called All Are Welcome. And I had an opportunity recently to meet the one and only Karen Cook. And I believe Karen is on the phone line. Karen, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Kevin. How are you?
Pretty good. And I just want to introduce you to Joe Rossi. He is my co-host. He will be asking some of the titillating questions that you'll that he'll want to know about this particular community restaurant, which I had a chance to stop by this past week. Are you there?
I'm here.
First and foremost, tell us a little bit about All Are Welcome.
Okay. All Are Welcome. Well, we are a community restaurant. I tell everybody, my favorite line is that we are a very small restaurant because we only serve 2 days a week because we're living in borrowed space. So we serve a lunch on Thursday and a breakfast on Saturday. And we are, as far as I can tell, though I've looked quite a bit, we are one of only two donate-as-able restaurants in Massachusetts. And the other is actually backed by a big corporation. So we are one of the only, we are the only small local donate-as-able cafe in the state, pretty much in New England, as far as I can tell. And what Donate Is Able means is we don't have any prices on our menu. We don't have any prices on our guest checks. We invite, we have a full menu. And you come, you order off the menu. We also have some chef specials. We'll probably talk a little bit more about how we work the food part. But you order whatever you'd like. We've got a full wait staff. So you get waited on just like a traditional restaurant. And when you get your guest check, there's no prices there. And what we invite you to do is donate what you feel you can afford. For those who can afford to eat out on a regular basis, and I've noticed a lot of people eat out on a regular basis, we ask you to donate what you'd pay on a traditional guest check. So if you would go out to lunch and drop a $20 bill, we invite you to drop that into our donation box. We try and keep it anonymous so that those who have and those who have not, nobody feels uncomfortable. And it works. I don't know how else where to end that, but it's working.
When did you come up with the idea? What was the concept behind doing it a donate as able community dining center like this one that you have?
Well, ironically enough, I didn't know it was being done anywhere else. I was working in a church that had a food pantry in the basement. And when the recession hit, I had a lot of people coming who were like, I've never done this before. I've never had to do this before. We just can't afford it anymore. They'd lost jobs. They were trying to live on fixed incomes. And all of a sudden, the fixed income wasn't going as far. And I'm listening to the stories and wondering what I can do. And at the same time, there was a program locally run called Share. And that program, if folks volunteered 2 hours a month around their communities, they could buy into a grocery co-op where they would get produce and meat and things at deep discounts. And they kind of suddenly and unexpectedly closed their doors and left another group of people hanging. And I've been in restaurants my whole life. At the time, I was working customer service, not in a restaurant. But I went, how can I use what I do to what I know how to do, what I love to do, to help fill this gap? And in my own mind, it was like, what if we didn't charge people? What if we just asked people to give us what they could? And I did some research on it and discovered that there is a sort of a grassroots across the country movement of Donate as Able cafes. They all run a little bit differently. They all have different guidelines as to what they're some will charge you by the plate, so you get a small plate, you get a big plate, you make a donation by the plate size. It cuts down on food waste. Some have suggested donations posted on their boards. Some have expected donations for some meals, and then they have what they call a free dish, where it doesn't matter whether you can donate or not. That dish is available to everybody. So all the models work just a little bit differently, but there are right now about 50 open and operating, and I know of about three, mostly down south, that are in the process of getting started to open. So it was kind of an independent discovery thing that I found out that there were others making it work around the country, and I went to some folks in my town and said, I want to try this, and the building that we're cooking in offered to donate their space until we could get up and running. And growing has been slow because I'm not a chronic fundraiser. I don't like being the kind of organization that's always looking for money. So we've sort of survived, or thrived as the case may be, because we are going into our fourth year, mostly on what we get as donations for the meals that we serve.
Located at 60 Union Street. Any thoughts or any plans? I know you said you're doing it 2 days a week right now, a couple of different meals. Any thought down the road of expanding it to a day or a meal, another meal?
Well, the building that we're working in right now is a church's outbuilding. It's their offices. It's not the church proper. It's their offices and fellowship hall. And they only allowed us 3 days. They gave us 3 days. Right now we use one of those days for prep, and then we serve meals on the other two. My huge goal is to get into a building and put up a regular, traditional, familiar restaurant facade and do this 5 or 6 days a week.
So I guess the thing I want to ask is, what are some of the meals that you make? What's some of the, if I came to, all are welcome. Let's say I come for lunch. What's some of the things that you like to prep on a regular, have serve on a regular basis?
Okay, our regular menu has, we always have a soup of the day, chili, and I make a vegetarian soup, so there's always a vegetarian option on our menu. Mm. We do a tossed salad. You can get a side-sized or a bigger entree salad with some protein on it. We have three hot meals on a regular basis. We do spaghetti, chicken, and meatloaf all the time. And then we'll do a chef special. In fact, the day you came, I believe it was an Italian sandwich.
Correct.
With provolone, pepperoni, and hot ham.
And I believe I opted for the grilled cheese.
You did eat but you ate a pepper jack grilled cheese. You just did not.
That is correct. She is correct. Pepper jack. First time I've ever had one.
I always try and remember what everybody eats. but what we had been doing, this is actually a reasonably new menu. First of all, my lifelong ambition since I was 17 years old is to run a diner. I always wanted to own a little old-fashioned luncheonette-style diner. And as All Are Welcome has been growing and moving, that's what we patterned the menu after, is we have sort of a diner feel to our menu. I've been doing individual pies. You know, you walk into a diner. One of my favorite things about a diner is you walk in and it's got the rotating dessert case.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't, because it's a bar building, I don't have all that equipment. Mostly what I've been doing is we're doing individual pies, some little fruit pies or cream pies. One of my favorites is I make banana cream, only I don't do your average banana cream with vanilla pudding and banana slices. I make good old-fashioned banana pudding where you cook down the bananas and everything. We always have homemade chocolate pudding on the menu. And then the chef specials are anything from macaroni and cheese to a full pork dinner with applesauce and stuffing and the whole nine yards. So, and then we do breakfast on Saturday mornings, and breakfast is always bacon and eggs, and we have a lovely woman who raises chickens here in Middleborough, and she quite frequently, when the chickens are cooperating, it's been a real weird weather year, so the chickens, I guess the weather very much affects what the chickens will do, but when the chickens are cooperating, she donates farm fresh, locally raised eggs to us. So if you've never had a non-store-bought egg right from the farm, you should come try breakfast, because those eggs beat everything as far as taste and flavor goes. And then we have home-baked muffins, homemade corned beef hash, and then depending on the month, We'll do a flavored French toast and a flavored pancake. So for December, we're doing gingerbread pancakes and cranberry swirl French toast.
And again, we have been speaking with the founder and executive director of All Are Welcome, located in Middleborough, 60 Union Street. In closing, anything that you want to say to our listeners, whether it's somebody who's looking for a meal, maybe somebody who might want to volunteer, somebody who might want to donate to help with your community dining, Don't As Able, non-traditional restaurant?
Well, there's a couple of things. Real quick, we have a 5.5K road race as our annual fundraiser, and that's coming up in January. We have a rather involved website, and informational website. It's not involved, but and then we also have a Facebook page, so you can look for All Are Welcome on Facebook. And there was a segment on the Sunday Today Show very recently about one of the other community cafes down in Florida. So if you're really interested in what a community cafe is really about and what we're doing, you can go. I just posted a link to that on our webpage, which is allarewelcome.us. And if you're interested in hearing more or volunteering, you can call me at 774-419-3982. Or you can connect and send messages through our Facebook or our webpage, or email me directly at manager@allarewelcome.us.
Well, I want to wish you and your husband, Kevin, I know you guys are partners in this, and I know that you have a board that you work with in regards to your restaurant. Wish you the best of luck moving forward and continued success. And we definitely want to have you back in sometime next year just to see how things have progressed with All Are Welcome.
Great. Thank you, Kevin.
You got it.
Have a great day.
That is, as I said, that is Karen Cook, founder and executive director of the All Are Welcome community restaurant located in downtown Middleborough. Joe, we're going to step aside. And when we come back, who are we going to speak to?
Casey Sermon.
All right. Right here at 95.9 WATD. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.